Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Michigan Golf Podcast. Garrett Smith here, as always. But this particular episode, we've got a special guest coming. And I'm super excited about recording this. And I've dropped a couple of teasers, a couple of hints in the past couple of episodes as we've launched season two. Talked about getting some guests on the show. And if you follow me on Instagram at gsmithgolf, you've also kind of seen me put out a few things to kind of promote this upcoming episode that we're putting out for you fine folks today. And so this week we've got Brittany Gilo coming on the podcast. And Brittany, she's a West Michigan girl, and we absolutely love that. And so she's been around the area for a long time. She's coming off of a stellar career at Hope College. She's got her own operation here on the west side of the state in Gilo Golf. And on top of that, she's a cardio golf instructor. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to get her on the podcast. We're going to talk to her about where she's been in the game of golf, where she's at now, where she's going. We'll, again, talk all about her collegiate career and really kind of want to introduce you guys to cardio golf, because cardio golf is going to be a great opportunity for you during this cold and snowy off season to work on your fitness. I've talked fitness a bunch on the podcast, and I've given high level overviews of fitness. I have not gotten into the weeds, but that's what Brittany's going to do. She's going to tell you all about cardio golf, tell you how she can help improve your strength, your flexibility, and your golf swing in the process. So without me continuing to ramble on through this intro, let's break for the ad. And when we come back, we'll grab Brittany and we'll go from there. Awesome. Welcome back again. And real quick, I had a quick thought there during the ad, and it's been a minute since I've gone down this road. But since we're new into 2021, last episode I dropped TaylorMade's new driver lineup, Sim2, Sim2 Max, Sim2 Max D. This episode we're getting into fitness, and we're going to talk about that. And I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up hitting bombs. And so as we're getting into the new year, we've got new drivers coming out. Everyone's looking for maybe a little bit of distance gains, maybe some forgiveness gains, but we're going to talk fitness, obviously. So let's talk Orgain just for a hot second. And so Orgain, I mean, as you guys know, as everyone knows, I've partnered with Orgain late last year. And as part of that process and part of that opportunity, I get to hook everyone up with a code for 30% off your first order through Orgain.com. So whether you're looking to build muscle, lose weight, just kind of better your nutrition as we're getting into the new year and you've got goals around that, jump on Orgain.com, see what they have to offer. And if you find something you like, throw it in your cart, enter code MIGOLF30, and you get 30% off. So you can't beat that. So, I mean, jump on, check it out. And if you find something you like, throw it in your cart and smash that order button. But now that we did that, I'm going to put you on hold, give you some lovely elevator music for a few seconds, and we're going to grab Brittany. Hey, what's up, Brittany?
Hi.
Welcome to the Michigan Golf Podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Awesome. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing real well. I'm excited to record this episode together.
Yeah.
So I went through and kind of gave the listeners a brief intro and kind of where we were going to go with the podcast today, and excited again to have you on. But let's just dive right in. I mean, shoot, let's get right after it. So I kind of want to start with, let's get an introduction from you. Tell the listeners kind of who's Brittany Gilo, where have you been, where are you at, where are you going, stuff like that.
Okay, so I am an LPGA teaching professional in West Michigan. I went through the LPGA teaching certification right out of college, and became a Class A member pretty quickly, went through all the levels to be fully certified through that, which is great. And when I first became a pro, I worked for Patty Butcher in Grand Rapids. She was my swing coach, so it was great to be working underneath her and learning all that she knows, which is a ton. And so I was really happy to have that. And then, so I worked there for about 2.5 years studying from her. And I knew I wanted to come back to West Michigan. I just didn't want to leave. So
yeah,
I started Gilo Golf.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been great.
Absolutely. That's exciting stuff. So let's, you mentioned Hope College. So let's kind of start there. That's kind of where you played collegiately and kind of pursued your LPGA certification after that, correct?
Yes, I did. I played there for 3 years, finished out my eligibility there. And it was the best experience. I have all good things to say about Hope and the golf team there. And we got to go. So I went in, I was a transfer student my sophomore year. And so that was my first year playing at Hope my sophomore year. And we got to go to nationals in May. And we were the first golf team to ever do that there. So it was great. And then we went my last 3 years. So we went my sophomore year, my junior year, and my senior year to nationals. So it was a really good experience.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we broke some records. So
that's super cool. And I played junior collegiate golf myself, but just kind of and just kind of going back to those days and remembering what that was like, and just to get that national level experience is super exciting stuff.
It was an unforgettable experience. I will always remember my days at Hope. They were great. My coach out there was one of the best coaches I've ever had. He was great.
That's fantastic. And so after that, that's kind of what kind of drove you, obviously playing collegiately and then kind of kicking it off and getting the LPGA certification. And so that kind of leads to Gilo Golf, huh?
Yeah. So I, well, sort of, I actually had a different plan for my whole life going through college. So I had no idea I was going to be an LPGA pro until about my senior year in the spring.
Really?
So I had a completely different plan, and I actually had an internship where I was going to be in that plan, and I was committed to it, and I got into the internship and I did not like it. So I knew I had to do something else. And then, you know, I was just talking to my swing coach, Patty, and said, what do I do? Like, you know, how do I become you? And so then the LPGA kind of fell into my lap, and she said, look into this. And I did. And the rest is history. So
no kidding. That's a cool story. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the LPGA certification process, because I'm a little familiar with how the PGA does it, but is LPGA similar? How long did it take you?
It's a little different than the PGA based on what I've seen. So we go down, you know, it's three levels. And the first level is you go down. I went to Florida at LPGA headquarters in Daytona Beach, and it was class from 8 to 5 for a full week. And the first session or level, you know, you really work on how to be a good coach, which is, I think, the most important level. You know, we worked on like mental game and how to coach with the mental game and, you know, how to understand your player and stuff like that. It was a really great, I learned so much in that week that I was so tired after that week because you just learned so much information. And then level one was actually where I met Karen, the creator of Cardio Golf.
Okay.
And so you have instructors who become your mentors, and it's just very welcoming. And you have basically your first level, you create this little family that you're a part of. And then once you're done with that level, you take a written exam after every level too. So you finish your level, and then you have some things that you have to finish in between the next level, but you could do it really quickly. So I did it within like a year and a half. So as soon as you finish all the requirements, you can join the next session that they had. And then the next level I went down to PGA National, and, we did more outdoor work that session. So got to be teaching each other on the range, and we didn't spend much time in the classroom that session, and then learning how, you know, the swing works and all that. And then your third level is actually a little more intimidating. You have to go give a teaching lesson in front of your evaluators. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was intense. So they grade you based on basically how good of a teacher you were in that lesson. You know, did you achieve the students' goals? Did you help them change ball flight? You know, whatever they were asking. So you do a full swing lesson, and then you do a short game lesson. And the week up before your test or your evaluation, basically you're just spent with your evaluators and your mentors just going through lessons all week. and becoming an even better teaching pro. So the whole, I think the whole, you know, main point of going through the LPGA certification is just to become an even better coach and teaching pro. So it was great. I loved the experience, and I'm actually on the new member committee through the LPGA right now, just helping, you know, members as they go through the process, making sure they get everything done, because there's lots of like requirements that you do in between. But yeah, just supporting them in that and helping them through it, which is really fun. So
yeah, that's very cool. So with that, do you just kind of, do you work with new members just locally here in West Michigan, or is it expand beyond that?
Nope, I'm in the Midwest section. So anyone who is labeled in the Midwest chapter, that's uh-huh. where I help them. So I've got someone in Nashville and all over the place. So
that's super cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And so obviously getting the LPGA certification and getting a better understanding and how to teach and gaining that experience, that's taken us to Gilo Golf. So how long has Gilo Golf been around?
Since March of 2019.
Okay, so very, very new. That's yeah. awesome. Yeah. That's exciting. I love that. So obviously you kind of got the teaching experience and you're looking to build on that. So what does Gilo Golf have to offer? What are you doing with that?
Yeah. So, you know, I do lessons of all ages, and all ages are welcome. I love teaching everyone. You know, I have beginners, I have people who've been playing golf their whole life, but just want to get back to, you know, technique and making sure they're doing everything properly, or, you know, if they get off and they need my help, or they watch a YouTube video and then their swing's all messed up, you know, all those things. And then a couple of things I focus on. I have a LPGA girls golf club, and it's for girls 6 to 14 in the summer. And we're trying to do some winter clinics, but they're in the process still. But I really focus it on the summertime. And when we do it, it's all fun. We teach golf, but mostly it's through games. And I just want the girls to leave the session having a blast. We have tons of prizes. I just don't want them to think golf is boring. So when I was growing up, you know, everyone knows my brother, and I had to go to his tournaments. And when I was little, I did not want any part of golf. So it was boring. I had to sit there and watch, and I couldn't talk. And all I wanted to do was be dancing around and having fun. And so I really hated golf, and I tried it, and it just was not for me. And now, of course, I'm a teaching pro, so it's just really funny. But I try to structure my junior camps to be a blast. And so they think golf is fun, which is super important to me, because if you think golf is boring at a young age, you might not pick it up and you might not play it. So when we, you know, we play putting games with rubber ducks, and, you know, we hit water balloons on the range and on hot days. And so I love that. So if you know anyone who is a junior golfer, girls, and it's all girls, which is great. So they create friendships, and I have a lot of returners. And so that's fun for me, because I know they had fun and they want to come back next summer. I think I've only had one girl not return since I've started it. So
wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. And it's just, I always have some volunteer coaches from the Mona Shores golf team, because I'm their coach, and, you know, we have them come, you know, once a week. And so they get to help the girls, and they're building relationships with the coaches, and it's just a really good time.
That's really cool. I used to teach a little junior golf as well back in my college days. And I think that's so important. What you're hitting on is the fact that it's got to be fun. That's priority number one when you're dealing with kids getting into the game. And I think that's super cool that you're doing things like putting with rubber ducks and hitting water balloons and just keep kids coming back.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I imagine too, that as girls keep coming back to the program for you and with you, that they're expanding their knowledge, and they're probably becoming kind of more, even kind of mentors for the younger girls that come through.
Mm-hmm. They are. Yeah. So that's fun too. And, you know, we have girls from all over the area too. So hopefully, you know, as they get older, they, you know, start to tell their brothers and their sisters that's going on, and then they'd start to join a golf team in high school. And so that's really fun. We've had a couple girls age out of the program, but now they're on golf teams. So it's great to see.
Nice. That's really cool, because then you as an instructor, you get to see so much player development from that early stage on, like you're saying, to golf teams and to who knows what other experience comes their way. Yeah. So where do you do that out of? I mean, obviously you mentioned Mona Shores and you're here in the Muskegon area, but where are you kind of working that program out of?
Yeah. So I teach everything at Stonegate in Twin Lake. So that's my home base, in the summer. So all my lessons and all my programs are at Stonegate.
Awesome. And I've recorded a podcast episode about Stonegate, as that's one of my absolute favorites here in West Michigan. They've got the great practice facility.
Yes, they do.
Which I absolutely love. And the course is phenomenal too.
Yes. Yeah. Everything's so great there. And they are like the most accommodating for me as well. You know, if any of my kids need anything, like, they'll get it to them right away. They're great there.
That's a fantastic, because I know a bunch of the people up there, and they're just all around great people, and it's a great location too. I love that it's just a little north of Muskegon, kind of gets you that little bit of an up north feel, gets you out of the city. Yep. And it's a great place to enjoy the game.
Yeah, and it's good because everyone can come from Muskegon, they can come from Montague, they can come from Whitehall, and it's not too far for everyone to travel to me.
No, not at all. And even coming from Grand Rapids, you're no more than probably 40 minutes.
Yeah, not too bad.
So yeah, that's convenient for all. So obviously kind of doing that. And then what do you do during the winter? Do you carry that program into the winter much? I mean, you kind of mentioned trying to do a few things, but what's that been looking like for you so far?
Well, with COVID, it's a little different. Just trying to, hopefully, you know, as we can start to gather in groups, we can start clinics back up. But right now I have an indoor studio that you can come practice, play golf. I have a simulator that you can play golf courses on. And it's all just by appointment only. So when you book your time, you get to come in by yourself or with your family, and the whole studio is yours. So that's nice. So you can be, you know, safe with everything. And even without COVID, it's just your own time to practice your own game. And I teach lessons here. But yeah, it's a good deal in the winter. So
that's awesome, because that's what I find is just kind of as time has gone on. I mean, I've been in West Michigan for most of my life and briefly moved south. But then upon coming back, I mean, you're always looking, if you love the game of golf, you're always looking for ways to spend these six cold months.
Yes.
And having an indoor facility and somewhere where you can go and hit balls, get lessons, give lessons, and play some simulator golf is fantastic. And so where is that located?
It's over off of Ponaluna Drive in Norton Shores. It's kind of over by like the industrial park back there. It's 6516 Schaumburg Drive. Not nice. Too far and to drive for anyone, so it's good.
No, that's perfect. And then so how do people go about reserving times at your indoor studio?
Yep. So you can go to my website. There's a little tab that says book a simulator session, and you can go there, you know, find what I have available. And it has all the information on there. And that's just www.gilogolf.com.
Okay. Awesome. That's super cool. I'm looking forward to kind of having people get on board with that, because I talk to people all the time. They're looking for a place to get indoors and still make golf swings, especially as, I mean, we get towards spring. Yes. When people are really getting that itch to get out and get loose. And
yep.
So that's a cool opportunity. I'm excited that you provide
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah. This time, you know, especially next month and then in March, you just need to be exercising your golf muscles so you don't forget what you're doing when you get out to the spring season. So it's a good time to start right now.
Absolutely. Cause I always feel like every year rolls around, and if you kind of get a little lazy with it, it takes so long to kind of shake that rust and get back in the swing of things. So talking about winter and kind of touching on that, let's talk cardio golf, because that's something that I've kind of brought up to listeners before, and I've wanted to kind of deliver some fitness and some things of that nature to them. And I'm not certified, I'm not licensed, I do what I do, but I'm excited to have you here and to share cardio golf, because that was new to me. When you reached out and shared that with me, I had never heard of it before. So I'm loving that we can pass that on to the listeners and share that.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm passionate about Gilo golf, but I'm even more passionate about cardio golf. Golf fitness is something that I have like learned to love. I didn't really like working out, you know, when I was younger, but as I get older, I've learned to love it. And cardio golf kind of helped that. So Karen Palacios Jansen, she created cardio golf, and she's an LPGA teaching instructor as well, and a Pilates instructor, and her husband's Dan Jansen, the Olympic speed skater. And she created cardio golf basically to have a workout program for golfers when we might not have time to go work on our fitness and work on our golf swing, you know, all in one day. You know, we don't all have, you know, hours of free time. So we got to do it at the same time. So when we're teaching a class, you know, it's the first part is how do we warm up as a golfer before we go play? We really emphasize on that. You know, that's where we emphasize the making sure we're not getting injured before we go play. You know, mm-hmm. I tell my students all the time that I'm not the greatest role model for this because I just jump out of my car and go tee it up on the first tee and not no stretching. And then, you know, my back hurts after the round. And so I always tell them, don't do what I do. Do how I teach it. And do it, so, yeah. You know, they always laugh at me for that. But I'm getting better at it. So just going through, like, a 5-minute warm up, you know, on the range before you go play or on the first tee when you're waiting for the group ahead of you to tee off. Just doing a couple of the routines that we go through will help a ton, just to prevent, you know, lower back injuries. I mean, those are like very common in the golf swing. Golf is a very repetitive motion, and so we see a lot of, you know, potential injuries that could cause, and you know, a lot of stressors on the golf swing if it's not in the right position. And so we do that, we work on the warm-up, and then in a class we work on some exercises to help strengthen muscles that we would need as golfers. And then the best part mm-hmm. is in the last part of the class we swing with shorty clubs, so they're tiny clubs that we work on swing positions, so we get our fitness and our golf swing work in the same hour. So if you know, if you're crunched for time, you can do this cardio golf program all together, and you can take bits and pieces of it, which is what I love, for cardio golf TV. And if you have like 10 minutes, you could watch a video with me and follow along, but then, you know, you can go on your day or you can do it right before bed. So it's not a long time consuming thing. But
I love that, because that's kind of one of the things I've talked about in previous episodes on this podcast is we're not all touring professionals. We don't do this for a living, which doesn't give us unlimited resources and time. And so we have to be efficient. We have to be efficient about practice and about fitness and try to do as much to combine those two as possible. And I love that that's kind of what the goal is behind cardio golf and what you're doing. And because I'm right there with you. I tell you, I know far too many people that are quote unquote trunk slammers. Yep. their tee times at 10 o'clock. They show up at 9:58, get the clubs out of the trunk, and they're on the first tee before they even had a chance to realize where they're at or what they're doing. And then it gets tough. I mean, you're absolutely right. And with the golf swing, high speed, constant rotation. I mean, you're risking injury. So any opportunity you have to mitigate that risk is great. Tell me more about cardio golf and cardio golf TV in the way that, like, what do? You teach classes, you teach them in person, you do them, obviously you do videos, you mentioned.
Yes. So right now, group fitness is starting to come back. So I'm going to be starting some classes up in February. I teach at the Spring Lake Fitness and Aquatic Center on Tuesdays. And then I have a class mm-hmm. starting up in, I think it's the third week in February, at the Grand Haven YMCA. So I have a class there. And then you know, I'll teach at other places, but right now I'm just focusing on those. But mainly right now, when, you know, you might not feel comfortable going to a gym, there is Cardio Golf TV, which is a virtual golf and fitness program that has workouts, a variety of workouts to help golfers and non-golfers improve their physical fitness and their golf swing at the same time. So there's golf-specific workouts to help, you know, your warm-up routines, your swing drills. It's for all levels too. You know, you don't have to be like, know your swing down. You can be just learning how to play golf. I had a lady come to me. I was just starting to teach cardio golf. She came to me and said she's never played golf in her life, but she plays tennis. But she really loved how cardio golf made her feel in the morning. She said she got out of bed. She felt like she had done, you know, a great like stretching drill, like drills that day. And she felt great when she woke up. And so she had started cardio golf with me, and she took it for maybe 6 to a year. And I noticed her swing was getting really good. And no, she'd never touched a club before. And I took her to the range. Wow. I took her to the range. I'm like, we just got to see what happens. Like, what can cardio golf do for you? And I have never seen someone hit it so straight. She's probably my most consistent straight hitter that I have. I mean, she hits it online every single time. And I asked her, I was like, do you practice golf in your free time? Like, are you doing something that I don't know you're doing? And she said, no, it's just the repetition of cardio golf, you know, in all your classes, just working on the swing drills that we do. She developed a swing and it's pretty dang good. So just... That's... Yeah, so it can be for, you know, people who maybe don't know how to play golf, but they're like, hey, I'll give this a try. Sure. And so it's for all levels.
I love that. And that's such a cool story, because I think when it comes to whether it's the game of golf or even fitness in general, I think a lot of people, when it's early and they're just getting into it or they're thinking about getting into it, it can be intimidating. It can be a little scary. And then they're a little uncertain about whether or not they have the ability to do these fitness classes or the ability to make a golf swing and play the sport. And so I think that's super cool that you can kind of get involved with cardio golf and learn the game at the same time, to the point where you can be a beginner from all aspects.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So don't be intimidated with it, especially because it's at home. So it's an app. You can, you know, or you can do it online too. So you can download the Cardio Golf TV app and do it in the comfort of your own home, you know? So sometimes I think, you know, New Year's resolutions, we make them too big, and then you get kind of nervous to go to the gym by yourself. You might not know people there, but Cardio Golf TV, you can do it at your home and you don't have to worry about who's watching you. So
I love that. That's fantastic. Cause I took up yoga not that long ago, and that was one of my biggest apprehensions. I'm like, I don't do yoga. I don't do downward dog. And I'm sure as heck not going to go to a yoga class and try and do it in front of people. So the fact that you can do stuff like cardio golf and really kind of get your feet wet in your own home is fantastic. And so with cardio golf, tell me this, cause I think, What are the moves like? What's the program like? Is it fast paced? Is it moderate paced? I mean, you mentioned it's for people of all abilities and levels, but what kinds of that look like?
Yeah. So in my collection, so back up a second. So when you go to Cardio Golf TV and you get your subscription, which it's on sale right now. It's like half off through the end of January, which is a super good deal. And you get a free trial when you sign up. So I think it's just worth it to try it out, you know. And when you get your subscription, you basically will see all of Karen's workouts. So you get the creator of Cardio Golf's workouts as well as mine. And hers are, you know, she has a wide range. So she can have intense ones like a hit fit class or, you know, quick swing drills to help you. And then you can scroll down and see my collection. And I work a lot on, I'm a little slower paced just because of my clients that I work with. I know what they need. And I think the most important part is stretching and hip range of motion, mobility, you know, working through, if you don't have a big turn, you're probably not going to have much power, you know? So we can just work on simple little moves to start to increase your range of motion and maybe add 10 yards of distance on that driver. So who doesn't want that, you know?
Absolutely.
And so I go through a lot of like hip workouts, getting them stronger, core workouts. You know, I really focus on the powerhouses of your golf swing. And then we go through some swing instructions and stuff. But my focus is definitely on, you know, working on how we build that strength up in your, you know, main areas where you're going to hit it farther. So, because I get a lot of people on the lesson tee say, okay, I want to add distance to my driver. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you do to like strengthen your muscles? And they're like, I don't know. Don't I just have to swing my arms faster? So I'm like, no, not really.
there's more to
just
it.
A little. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I think is important in the off season. You know, let's start strengthening our muscles. So when we get out to the course, you know, 3 months from now, you're going to see a difference. And doing it in the right way too. Not like just start to, you know, increase your turn. So.
Yeah. I like that. And I love what you said about focusing on mobility. Because I think that's so overlooked, especially in the hips. And you look at society these days and people work at desks, they sit at computers, they sit in their cars, and you spend so much time doing that you're really kind of restricted in your rotation, in your hips, and because it's just not a common thing that people do. And so I think it's so important for the golf swing and that you kind of develop these programs and work around building that flexibility and stuff is huge.
Yeah, it's been great. And, you know, the hamstrings are the tightest muscle in a golfer, just based on what you said. I mean, we sit at a desk and then we get in our car and then we go, you know, to the golf course, don't stretch them out. And we go tee it up. We're in a semi-seated squat in our golf swing. So they're activated in that way. And then we might go sit in a cart and so then they're, you know, even more tight, and then you don't stretch them out after your round, and then they just get really tight. And my hamstrings are tight too, so I always try to focus on that, just because everyone can always use a little hamstring stretching, just so you don't hurt anything.
I agree, because I mean, tight muscles, that's where you're risking injury the most. I feel like, and real quick disclaimer, I know my boss is my former boss is a listener of this podcast, and just so you know, boss, I never left work, got in the car, and went to the golf course during regular business hours. Just at the end of the day. Quick disclaimer.
Exactly.
So. With the Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV experience, it sounds like you work with people of all skill levels, all ages, all abilities. And you mentioned you're obviously not the only Cardio Golf instructor out there. So how do people get in touch with you? How do they get to work directly with you outside of the in-person classes locally?
So they can contact me on my website and they can go to my Instagram page. So I always promote everything on at Gilo Golf. And all my information's on there. And then I'll have, you know, how to do Cardio Golf TV and how to take an in-person class with me. That's kind of my main page. I'm also on Facebook with Gilo Golf too. So lots of different ways to contact me. Website, Instagram, Facebook. Or if you want, you just email me. That's probably going to be the fastest way. And all that information is on there as well.
Nice, because I obviously want to make sure. I mean, being local, we're the Michigan Golf Podcast. I want to make sure we get people pointed in the right direction to get in touch with you, so that way we can continue to kind of grow the game here in the west side of the state and across Michigan in general. What else, Brittany? What else are we missing? Anything else that
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I know we kind of had a great conversation ahead of this and kind of covered a lot of things, and we're covering this now. But like I said, I mean, it seems like you have a lot to offer, again, golfers of all abilities, which is so huge, because I know I work with a bunch of people and I know a bunch of people that kind of really hone in on very specific kind of specific group. And I love that you are open to working with everybody of every ability, from juniors to girls to guys to the whole nine yards. So I think that's huge. And I love what
you're
doing.
Thank you.
In the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, my swing instruction, I mean, some swing instructors have, you know, a one method, you know, that they teach. I don't do that. I just work with the swing that you have that day. And I try not to change, you know, too much unless it's needed. But really, my whole philosophy is I just want to make your misses better. You know, most pros even, I mean, most everyone misses the golf ball. It's just the pros mm-hmm. misses are just good. you know, if you're going to miss it, yeah. you know, have it miss it slightly offline and it's still on the green. So that's how my philosophy is. I just want to make your misses better. So then golf is more enjoyable. But yeah, that's how I approach the game of golf.
I like that a lot because I think that's where people are. I think again, that's kind of an overlooked area, especially this day and age when if you watch golf on TV, you see guys like Bryson. It's all about hitting bombs. It's about getting the distance yeah. gains. But I mean, you're going to play better golf if you're one, like you said, kind of you're physically prepared yeah. to play the game. You're loose and you're strong, and you're going to absolutely play better if you control your misses, keep your dispersion tight and enjoy the yeah. game more that way.
I mean, they're not showing you the chunk chip shots that the pros hit on the TV, you know, but they do. I mean, everyone misses the ball. And when people come to my lesson tee and say, okay, well, I want to hit it straight every time, I'm going to say, well, I don't even do that. So let's, you know, make a little bit better goal. Because you're never going to hit the perfect shot every single hole. That'd be awesome if we could, you know? So yeah. why not just make our misses the best we can make them? And then you'll really see, the difference. I had, you know, a teacher, one of my former teachers, she started to come to me for lessons. And we talked about that right in the beginning because I knew, you know, of her personality and I knew she was kind of a perfectionist. And I said, okay, well, we're going to make our misses better instead of trying to just hit one absolutely fabulous shot in the round. Let's make multiple fabulous shots in the round. And she took lessons. She's still taking them with me, but I would say it was like a year of lessons with me. And she's probably dropped 10 strokes off her game within the year, just based on that philosophy. And we worked on her swing a little bit, but I think it just took the pressure off of trying to hit like really good shots. And she just thought, okay, I'm just going to hit really good misses. And it changed her game, which was so fun to see as a teaching instructor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a cool story too, because 10 shots off your game in a single season that's an incredible improvement. And again, that's just with a simple shift in kind of your mentality and what you're focusing
yeah,
on.
Yeah. My motto for GL golf is training for your mind, body, and game. So I do a lot of mental game lessons, which is really fun for me. So
that's perfect. And speaking of, I did have something kind of come to mind, so I want to dial it back real quick to the cardio golf experience. For the listeners out there, I mean, do you need equipment? Is there anything that you need specifically to do these GLO golf and cardio golf workouts? I mean, you mentioned the shorty clubs, but what else?
Equipment. During quarantine. Yeah, during nice. Quarantine, I had a couple of videos. I just sent them to you know, I had a bunch of classes going on and they all stopped because we had to be at home. And I had to think of ways that, because I always bring the equipment that you might need. The shorty clubs, I bring them to class and I had to figure out a way that we could do these classes without clubs at home. And so I had people swinging water bottles and all like things that you could find at home. I had my corkscrew we were doing videos with. So you don't need any equipment. You can get the shorty club on cardiogolf.com. And there's, you know, I can send all that information to you. If you start to do the workouts and you're loving it and you want to, you know, have your own club at home with you, you can buy those. And then we also work on, this is one of my favorite parts. We have a cardio golf slope. So it's very similar to Ooh. Like a step aerobic slope, like step, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. oh, yeah. kind of going back to like I feel sometimes I'm doing like 80s workouts, but the slope is designed. So Karen created it to work on slope. So uphill and downhill lies. And we all know that on the golf course, you're never going to have a perfectly flat lie. But a lot of times the mm-hmm. ranges are flat. So before your round, you're practicing on a flat surface, but then you go out to the golf course and you get all these hills and you have no idea what to do. So we do a lot of videos with, and classes, I'll bring them to class. We work with the slope. And so you can practice your uphill and downhill lies on the slope. So it's very nice to, like,
very cool,
you know, just work on those in the off season. So then when you get to, you know, the hilly course, you know, if you're at Muskegon Country Club, there's not a flat lie ever there, you know? And so you already know what the setup, what your swing feels like, because we swing with the shorty club on the slope and you get those. But to do the workouts, you don't need any equipment. I mean, I have a yoga mat and sometimes we'll do some weights, but I always say in my videos, you know, grab some water bottles or cans of soup. You can do it with whatever you need to do it with. So I try to keep it so it's not like, okay, go out and buy all this equipment. And then, you know, what if you don't like it? So I try to keep it simple.
Yeah, that's very cool. And so with that kind of in mind, everybody, no excuses.
Yeah, no.
It's online. You can access it from your home. You don't need any equipment to get started. So shoot, it's like you said, it's January. I mean, you got to get some great deals going on, and New Year's resolutions are fresh in people's mind. Let's get after
it's
it,
super,
huh?
You know, Karen had a post on Cardio Golf the other day that really, like, I really liked it because she was saying how, you know, a lot of people have already dropped their New Year's resolutions already because they either went too big with their dream of it or they just didn't follow mm-hmm. through already. But what I love about Cardio Golf TV is quick. You could do, you know, a 5-minute stretch video before you go to bed or a 10-minute stretch video. Mm-hmm. So, you know, no excuses. You know, you can join, you get a free trial right now. I think it's 30 days. And just use my code, which I can send you. Just send me a message and I'll send you my direct code and you should get started, because I almost guarantee that you will see, I actually can guarantee you will see some difference in it. Whether that be, you know, flexibility or, you know, a bigger turn or definitely more yardage off the tee, just because you're working on all the right things.
I think that's awesome. And, you know, I mean, again, I can't emphasize enough. No excuses, everybody. And so let's take advantage of this. Let's get to know Brittany. Let's get access to her programs. And again, as she mentioned before we let her go, it's gilogolf.com. And for just to alleviate any confusion, that's GIELOW golf.com or on Instagram at Gilo Golf. And that's going to be it. Let's hit Brittany up. Let's kind of get our New Year's resolutions going and let's get our golf games better. I mean, we got to kill time this snowy and cold winter somehow. So we might as well improve our games, right?
I look forward to hearing from everyone.
Awesome, Brittany. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming on today. It was a pleasure having you. And I look forward to things to come.
Thank you so much. Okay?
Awesome. All right, everybody. Until next time, that's the Michigan Golf Podcast.
Thanks,
and Brittany, we'll catch up with you soon.